Good afternoon, listeners. This is The Generic Alternative. I'm your host, Alexander. You guys just got to listen to The Wandering Rhythms with Nick Legassi. His program came on just before mine. It's pretty cool, and he has a band that's called Mingwa. It's like a cumbia with a Vancouver kick to it. It makes you want to dance, groove, move your shoulders, and oscillating positions. Now, this is EGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people, the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquitlam. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Maybe we're on Mastodon or Parler, or Truth Social, or Gab. You're just going to have to go and hunt us down on the interrupt. Oh, and we're probably on the SoundCloud, too, if you want to find previous recordings of my voice, in case you're obsessed with The Generic Alternative or other programs that were featured on CGSF. Okay, let's get this show started.
Thank you.
It's time for some internet headlines. What happened across the world this past week on the interweb? What happened on Macron's watch in France this past week? Or what happened on his watch during an interview? France's citizens, they continue to protest over new laws about retiring from work, in addition to the burning garbage and cars that continue to pile up. Which is because the sanitation engineers, garbage people, garbage men, and the firefighters are also protesting, with some fuel depots now blockaded in France. Israel got some major citizens' protests blocking up roadways as well, just like the Netherlands does. Credit Suisse bankrupt or merged or acquired by the Union Bank of Switzerland, the UBS Group AG, the Swiss government bailout. Two banks became one, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. There was an earthquake in Afghanistan, a 25 basis point hike in the USA. Warhammer, the video game, Donald Trump indicted in New York, not arrested, Elon Musk gave a warning on AI, and apparently gas prices are gonna start going up over here in the Lower Mainland. New taxes, woohoo!
We'll be right back. Okay. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I try to condense all the research, scientific discoveries, and news in the science realm into a single minute, 60 seconds. And the reason why we're using the actor, the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song is because, well, the actor who played Bill Nye, he got an honorary degree from the university from where we are broadcasting from. So, might as well try and cash in on his music. Okay, 1 minute science countdown, let's go. A team of chemists, engineers, materials scientists, and physicists from Princeton Rutgers Uni of Regensburg has developed a chemical exfoliation technique to produce some single molecule thick tungsten disulfide ink. A team of roboticists and biologists from École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne and the University of Graz has developed a robotic honeycomb to keep honeybees from dying due to, and I quote, chill coma. Researchers turned super glue into a recyclable, cheap, oil-free plastic alternative from their paper, Closed-Loop Recyclable Plastics, from polyethyl cyanoacrylate, as in science advances in 2023. Oh, and an inexpensive and environmentally friendly mechanochemical recycling process from Dr. Oleksandr Dolokko recover 70% of lithiums from batteries by Karlsruhe Institute of Technology.